Blog Talk Radio.
Unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes, O Lord. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Father, in the name of Jesus, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy laws graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have struck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments. When thou shalt enlarge my heart, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understandings, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish me, O Lord, in thy word, unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, O Lord, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I see thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. How art taken hold upon me, because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have I been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precept. Let us give praise unto God. On the glory to him, in Jesus' name, we claim the victory.
Me to victory.
Pulse of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We're inviting you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50%. On brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com, and I would like to announce that class begins early October. So if you're interested or you're desirous of applying for ministry, you could visit the website at www.riversofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation. They feed millions of hungry people throughout the country we serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and micro-enterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lions Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. To receive our monthly lesson, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send a prayer request or share a testimony, or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 47 says, The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. No graver danger threatens believers than that of forgetting that they were redeemed, forgetting even in the joy of realized life what our salvation cost. And what is the rock foundation of our faith? To meet this need, our Savior pictures himself not merely as the rock of ages and our strong rock of refuge, but as the rock of our salvation. Here in him and upon his merit and atoning grace, we were saved from among the lost. So let us glorify, or let us glory in this precious name, and never forget that he was wounded for our transgressions, and that he bore our sins in his own body on a tree. God bless you, and thank the Lord for his Son, Jesus Christ.
I went to the home where I used to live. The grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, "I know who you see," but they don't live here.
Keep on searching.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be Birthing a Supernatural Ministry. Once again, our lesson for tonight is Birthing a Supernatural Ministry. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am a branch of the vine. All that you are is within me. My life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, wisdom, healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gifts of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon me, or rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. And tonight, I want to give praise to the Father. I thank him for the opportunity once again to minister to his people. Of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson or teaching will be Birthing a Supernatural Ministry. Beloved, before we can understand how to birth a supernatural ministry, we must first understand the meaning of the word supernatural. Webster's 7th New Collegiate Dictionary defines supernatural as of or relating to an order of existence beyond the visible, observable universe, especially of our relating to God or a God, a demagogue, spirit, or infernal being. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines it as of or pertaining to the existence outside the natural world, especially not attributable to natural forces. It is attributed to the immediate exercise of divine power, miraculous. One of the first things that you need to know about supernatural ministry is that God desires it in your lives. In Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18, Jesus Christ tells us that believers in Him would have supernatural signs following them. It reads, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." These are all supernatural things that we, the believer in Jesus Christ, would have in our lives. A supernatural ministry is born and does not come fully mature. You just don't get a supernatural ministry. It is rather born or developed over time and through experiences. When Jesus Christ died and rose again, He afforded us the opportunity to be born again. That spiritual rebirth is of the supernatural, which through our Father and God qualifies us to walk in the Spirit, which is the supernatural for the Christian. Just like a baby who's taking their first steps and stumbles and falls, so will you. As you begin to walk in the Spirit, which is proper supernatural ministry. In the early stages of your supernatural ministry, these things will happen. You'll stumble, you'll fall. But don't get discouraged. And stop trying to take supernatural steps. When a natural baby is learning to walk and falls, that parent does not discourage them to continue to try. Quite the contrary, that parent will see the baby's desire and help them as much as possible to stand up and walk. If you lay hands on someone and you don't see the result that the Word of God declares, don't get discouraged. Just keep believing God's Word and continue to lay hands on whosoever you are called to lay hands on. When you were born again, you were born in the Spirit with the ability through the Holy Spirit to walk in the supernatural. After you have been born into supernatural ministry by the spiritual rebirth through faith in Jesus Christ, You must now nourish the supernatural ministry inside you. As with any baby, you must feed and nurture to bring it into maturity. How do you develop and nurture a supernatural ministry? The same way that you develop a natural baby, you feed a baby natural food. You must feed a supernatural ministry supernatural food in the Word of God. You must be careful what you feed the supernatural ministry inside you. Begin by putting yourself around supernatural Word, the Word of God. There is an old saying that says, you will become like who you are around. If you are not already involved, get involved with a work, ministry, or school that teaches supernaturally, that will feed you with the Word of God. The disciples were around Jesus Christ, who dared to teach them supernatural ministry. Most who walked in the supernatural saw the supernatural demonstrated before them and are taught to them. Elisha saw the supernatural in Elijah's ministry. Joshua saw the supernatural in Moses' ministry. The disciples saw the supernatural in Jesus Christ's ministry. The deacons saw the supernatural ministry in the apostles. Supernatural food in the Word of God will build you up in the supernatural. Begin to read scriptures that will feed you in the dynamics of God and talks about walking in the spirit or supernatural. The world is looking for the supernatural. The world is looking for proof of the supernatural. People are going to witch doctors, palm readers, necromancers, those who speak to the dead, shams, psychics, fortune tellers, astrologers, and more, seeking answers in the realm of the supernatural. Many movies and television programs are showing things that are ungodly supernatural entertainment. Beloved, people are thirsting for the supernatural that is based in God and presents truth. That supernatural anointing resides in you through the Holy Spirit. I will remind you once again that that supernatural anointing resides in you through the Holy Spirit. Not all things supernatural or godly are good. The devil and his demons are spirits, and they also operate in the supernatural. As I have stated earlier, the world is seeking supernatural evidence, but they are seeking it in the wrong place. Whenever the church, the body of Christ, does not stand in the place that we are called to stand, the devil will find that void. We are called as Christians to demonstrate the supernatural by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Because in times past, we have not done this. The enemy has caused the world to be deceived by believing and following the supernatural that is based on the demonics. This is going to change one day. because you are going to stand in the authority that you have been called to stand in. You will not settle for anything less than God has promised you. This will cause the world to seek the truth that you are presenting them about Jesus Christ and the salvation that comes only through Him. Beloved, your Christian walk is a supernatural proof producer. Developing a supernatural ministry. If you keep developing a supernatural ministry supernaturally, it will soon mature. Do not be discouraged. This is to say that you can only develop a supernatural ministry supernaturally. As I have stated earlier in this lesson, you must feed the supernatural ministry in your supernatural food. As you continue feeding and developing the ministry inside you supernaturally, it will mature and bring forth supernatural fruit. Another key to birthing and developing a supernatural ministry is obedience. This is twofold. In that, you must be obedient to the Word of God that instructs you in the supernatural as well as the godly leadership that God has placed in your life. The supernatural works in God's order. Submission to leadership is part of God's order, and it dictates the level of power that can be extended to you. God's power is to be submitted to God. And though that He placed in your lives as leadership, or is representatives to you of Him. Jesus Christ taught the disciples to walk in the supernatural, and they were obedient to listen to the instructions that He gave them. He did not tell them to go hang out with the priest of the Sanhedrin that did not believe in the present-day supernatural. The priest and Sanhedrin lived in what God used to do. You need supernatural daily bread that teaches you what God still does today. You must begin to think on a supernatural level. That is to know that the natural limitations of this world are not your limitations, because you have the God of the supernatural living on the inside of you. Beloved, you must have ears to hear. Not everyone can hear what the Spirit is saying. It is only those who desire and have a heart to hear who can hear or receive the truth about supernatural ministry. In the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, the Lord spoke unto the churches, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Many religious people do not have ears to hear about the supernatural. Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 through 16 says, "And to them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive, For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Often, people who are religious cannot perceive God is doing supernaturally, or perceive what God is doing supernaturally, because it does not always line up with their religion, but it yet lines up with the Word of God. Supernatural things don't always work or follow natural order. And I want you to understand that. Supernatural things don't always work or follow natural order. It works in a higher plane or realm. The gifts of the Spirit operate on a supernatural plane. This is why so many don't understand them or know how to flow or operate in them. Many would rather believe that they don't exist, or that they were for past times, just so they don't have to depend on something they don't fully have control over or understand. Again, to flow in the supernatural, you must yield to the Holy Spirit and put God's Word above all that you know or understand. You have to release in your mind how you think things must be. Once again, you have to release in your mind how you think things must be based on your natural understanding, and then yield to the Holy Spirit for His direction. Spiritual or supernatural things are often foolishness to the natural man. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 through 14 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." A supernatural God with a supernatural body. Beloved, our God is an awesome God. Our God is a supernatural God. And the Holy Spirit who resides in you will do supernatural exploits through you. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, speaks of the latter day saints. It reads, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Many believe that this scripture speaks of the tribulation period. But I know, according to the word of God, that the church, those who know God through Jesus Christ, shall do exploits before the tribulation period. The body of Jesus Christ is a supernatural organism. Just think about it, beloved. We are one body, made up of multitudes of people, headed by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's supernatural in itself. Not only is it made up supernaturally, but it functions supernaturally. The gift of the Spirit are part of the body of Jesus Christ's supernatural tools that gives it the ability to function outside the realm of the natural. The results of a supernatural ministry. Supernatural ministries bring forth great results. Jesus Christ ministered supernaturally, and multitudes came to hear him. The apostles and early church ministered supernaturally, and multitudes were being saved in a day. It is supernatural ministry that brings multitudes to Jesus Christ. When the dead are resurrected, the blind see, the lame walk, those with AIDS and cancer are healed, that men and women will come running to Jesus Christ for salvation. How to gain the faith necessary to have a supernatural ministry? I will ask that question again. How to gain the faith necessary to have a supernatural ministry? Faith for a supernatural ministry comes by the hearing of the word of God on the supernatural. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Galatians chapter 3, verse 5 says, "He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith." We as Christians step into the supernatural by faith in God's word. If we don't have faith in the word of God, then we cannot step into the supernatural. Whenever we believe the word of God, which is supernatural in itself, we bring the results from the supernatural into the natural realm. You need to grab hold to this truth. That supernatural ministry is in you, and I want you to understand that. You need to grab hold to this truth, that supernatural ministry is in you. You must release it by faith. Beloved, ask God to heal and then begin to pray for people as the Holy Spirit directs, and do not be afraid and expect a supernatural manifestation. Remember these words. Beloved, take heed to these words. Let these words be embedded in your heart and go forth in faith. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That is a supernatural scripture. For Jesus Christ has the power to change all circumstances. I encourage you tonight to push it out of the womb and birth that supernatural ministry that is in you. Some ministries stay in the womb too long. We must be bold. Some ministries stays in the womb too long, which kills them and cause harm to those who are carrying them to birth them. These are people whose lives are ministries but are afraid to go out from where they are at. Beloved, do not be afraid. But I must caution you. Your leadership should be in agreement with your time to go forth. Do not just get up and run away from who the Lord placed over you. Many people are excited to know that it's time to birth a ministry. But the various concerns and fears of birth often discourage them from the birthing process. As with natural birth, a woman can rub her belly knowing that there is something alive with potential on the inside. But if it never comes out, it dies within her, stillborn. The closer the date of delivery comes, the more fearful that woman may become. The thought of the pain that accompanies childbirth is almost enough to want not to go through the part of the process. This is similar to carrying and birthing a supernatural ministry. You know that you have something alive on the inside, and you desire for it to be birthed. But the pain that will accompany that birth cause some to keep that baby on the inside. Beloved, you must remember that God put that supernatural ministry on the inside of you with the intentions to birth it for its purposes. When you begin to feel those spiritual contractions, you need to learn to push and push and push until that supernatural ministry is birthed. God has put spiritual obstetricians, your spiritual leaders around you to help you bring that baby forth. Listen to their instructions throughout the gestation period. While you are carrying the baby, through the birthing process as well, in the nurturing of the supernatural ministry after it is birthed. Jesus Christ had and still has a supernatural ministry in and through you. I will say that once again, and I'm encouraging you to understand that Jesus Christ had and still has a supernatural ministry in and through you. Everything that he did, he is expecting you and I, as the body of Christ, to continue to do. Just remember, he spoke to the wind and it stopped blowing. He calmed the seas with his words. He made death release its captives. He caused demons to flee. He made sicknesses and diseases remove their chains. All these things are supernatural ministry. And it is in each and every one of you. But you must be obedient to the word of God. Yes, you walk in the supernatural. Step out in faith and do it. Believe on his word and stand on his promises. And have faith in the word of God and go forth and birth that ministry that is in you. In Jesus' name. Lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you. If you receive them by faith. Heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Tonight, beloved, I am inviting you to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from Him, tonight I am asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Him tonight? Will you receive Him right now? Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. So tonight, I encourage you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin. And I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. Amen. O Lamb of God, I come. By faith, I choose to be filled with the Spirit, so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh, albeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come. He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor adding the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, wishing you God's blessing. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you and your family and your friends and your neighbors in Jesus' name. God bless you and good night.